What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Friday edition of the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Happy to have you here in another great week. Wow, there's so many people to thank at the end of this show. It is absolutely breathtaking. What a good time that we had this week. What a good time we had getting you all the information that you needed sports-wise to give you some chatter around the water cooler or in the barbershop. Either way, it's been a great, great week. And we're going to wrap it up today with a lot of good stuff for you as well. We have the one, the only 11-year NFL veteran, Anthony Fasano, coming on. You know him from the Cowboys, Dolphins, Chiefs, the Titans. Really good career. Also, he's a Notre Dame grad. He's going to talk a little bit about his foundation, what he has going on, and an upcoming trip that you can join him and some other greats on and play some golf and have all the money go to a really, really good cause. So we'll catch up with him. And, you know, I got a couple questions to ask him about what it's like to play for Notre Dame and what it's like to play for Jerry and down in Miami and all that other good stuff. Baseball, the story that just won't die. So now we are to believe but not to believe because it's true, but it's not true. But it's speculated that it might be, so it could be, but it's not. That there were electrolytes or electoral rods or things on the bodies of the Astros to tip them off to the pitch. Dude, this is getting more and more crazy. We'll talk about that. Joe Burrow's dad says he has no problem going to Cincinnati. See, I think that's popping out a little too soon. And I'll tell you why I'm not necessarily comfortable with that. And I give you my picks, my NFL picks for Sunday. So we'll do all that right here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR, and we are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, home of the Feral Stick. Make sure you get in there, let them know that PLR sent you. They'll take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Now serving beer and wine. I don't know why I'm saying now. They've been serving beer and wine. So you can go in there, have an adult beverage, watch one of the many televisions they have. You can become a club member, get a locker that backs up to a humidor. Your six will never go bad. You get a lot of goodies when you get that locker. If you haven't joined already, I don't know why. I've been a member there myself for over 8 years. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights. That's locally in Chandler. Watch all the games. During the big game that's coming up in just 3 weeks, they will be having a chili cook-off. So make sure you get down there for all those good shenanigans that will be happening. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Let them know that PLR sent you 10% off of your cigar purchase. We're about 7-8 minutes away from Anthony Fasano calling in for us. Just want to touch on a couple things here. This baseball thing just won't stop, the cheating scandal. So we know it's already netted a GM. It's netted now 3 baseball managers. The latest, first it's already AJ Hinch moved over to Boston Red Sox and their manager Alex Cora. And the Mets are now looking for a manager as well. And it's just so much going on with this story. And it just seems like it just won't stop. It won't go away. And it comes a time almost where you're thinking, okay, wait a second now. Wait a second. What else could be going on? And I'm sorry, Carlos Beltran. I just realized I didn't say his name, a manager of the Mets. What else could happen? Well, here's what was next. Altuve's running around the base after hitting a home run, and he's in the World Series, and he's pulling on his jersey, and he's telling his teammates, don't pull his jersey off, don't rip it off. And he said it's because his wife said she didn't want that. She doesn't want him showing chest. She doesn't want the hamburger meat hanging out. So now we're saying, well, he had a little electronic device to tip him off. You know, 1 beep for a fastball, 17 beeps for a curve, everything else. Now baseball's coming out, Major League Baseball, saying in their investigation, they're not showing that. They're not showing that happened. So we can keep speculating. We keep doing all that nonsense, but it wasn't there. Listen, let's be honest. Let's tell it like it is, and let's tell the truth. And we can get all the smoke and mirrors that we want, but I'm not going to let there constantly being smoke and mirrors thrown. Even if there were electronic devices on any of the Astros' bodies, any of it, let's say it's true. Baseball's not going to say it. They're going to help cover up the exposing of the cover-up to the cheating. Follow me. It's one thing to say that there was cheating, and we're not going to punish any player that comes out and tells the truth. You're all exempt. You're the mob. We don't care how many people you killed. As long as we get that guy, you're good. You're going to witness protection. Because basically all the Astros are in witness protection right now. What they don't want now to get out is that the players had more to do with it. Because then when do you really get into what players get suspended, what players knew, what players had a real active part, which players didn't, what players did what? See, I'm still trying to figure out, if you were a part of it or you benefited from it, and I don't want to say any names, Matt Fryer, how do you walk away from everything? So let's say there's a Houston Astro that says, I wanted to tell you, but I didn't know how. I didn't know what to say. I mean, what do I say? I don't know what to say. Then you're now risking yourself and you're risking everything for baseball. You're now talking about stripping records, people, titles, banning. How do you ban a whole organization when you know deep down it wasn't just them? It wasn't just the Astros. It wasn't just Alex Cora. So baseball almost has to say, no, that was it. It was just banging on pipes. It was just banging on garbage cans. It was just using a camera. Because if they step out and say, no, 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 we found players had electronic devices on their body, how then do you cover that up? See, baseball wants to be honest and forthright, but they don't. There's still a business. And as my man said in Purple Rain, you're not too far gone to realize that. They're not stripping World Series. Dodger fans, you're not going to win a World Series this way, because I'm sure the Yankees are going to say, well, we would have beat the Astros, and we definitely would have beat the Dodgers. So Dodger fans, leave it alone. You're not getting a title this way. But the Astros aren't losing theirs. And the Red Sox aren't losing theirs. And we're saying, oh, whoa, 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 that Nationals team, boy, they were some savvy vets. They figured it out. You never heard any Nationals fans come out and say that. But this will continue, and we'll speculate over the weekend. I'm sure more information will come out. And we'll keep touching on it as long as the information is coming out. Well, the good news is we are 30 seconds away from our guest, 11-year NFL vet Anthony Fasano. And we will get to him in exactly 30 seconds.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
On the Kerry Lackey line right now here on the Cave Show with PLR, 11-year NFL vet, we are honored to have him on. Former member of the Cowboys, the Dolphins, the Titans, the Chiefs, also went to one of the most illustrious universities in the country, especially when you look at football, Mr. Anthony Fasano. Anthony, thank you for joining us today on the Cave Show with PLR. Appreciate you coming on.
Of course. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime, anytime. I'm looking at your career and where you went to school and some of the historic teams you played for. You had an incredible career, it looks like.
Yeah, I was fortunate to, be around some great teammates and coaches and family support, and most of all, stay somewhat healthy throughout my career, and been able to make something out of it, but thank you.
I'm looking at the teams and that, they talked about some of the football stuff with the playoffs and how teams do certain things. Just before we get into it, I know you got a lot of cool stuff going on. We're definitely getting into that. But how was it playing for Jerry Jones? I've spoken to a lot of Cowboys over the years, and he really seems like a player's owner. Is that true?
You know, I grew up in North Jersey and was a Giant fan growing up. I got drafted to Dallas. So quickly, I have to change my alliances, but fell in love with the Cowboys, the Jones family, how they go about, their business and how they run their team. It was just super impressive, and really learned a lot and enjoyed my short time there.
Now that you're retired, are you back to being a Giants fan?
You know, I spent 6 of the 12 years with Miami. And while I cheer for, all my teams, especially KC and Tennessee now playing each other in the playoffs, I do consider myself a Dolphin, the amount of time. And I also, have retired in South Florida. So
I don't think any, if you're from the New Jersey, New York area and you retire in Florida, I think that's a good business decision.
Yeah, I'm cheering for my Dolphins. It was a rough year, a nice transition here, but I watched the Dolphins.
And looking back at your career, I noticed a couple things, and not only could you, were you a pass catcher, but you could block as well. And when you see two teams playing this weekend, like the Chiefs and the Titans in one team, and I'd say the guy from that quarterback in Kansas City, he can't beat from this planet with the things that he could do. And then you also have the Titans who just run the ball with Derrick Henry. When you see that contrast of two teams, who do you think truly has the advantage?
They're two special teams, especially my buddy Ryan Tannehill is having a nice year for the Titans, but also have a lot of respect for a lot of guys and coaches on the Kansas City side. Kansas City is really tough to bet against, but I also believe that, running the ball and being able to control the clock, especially deep into the playoffs, is very important. So, I don't really have a horse in this race, but we'll enjoy watching it.
It's funny how much football changes. It still gets back to, I hear Herm Edwards, old ball player and coach, say, defense and running travels. It can be cold, it can be rainy, it could be windy, it could be a sunny day. It will always travel and play well. And for as many teams now throwing the ball around the yard, we look up and Green Bay is running the ball more, San Francisco is running the ball more, Titans run the ball, a lot. And it's amazing. And do you see the same, that we keep talking about all this, the analytics of throwing and this quarterback and this many yards, but when we look at these teams, they run the ball, and they play defense. To me, it's kind of funny that we keep trying to reinvent the wheel, and the wheel keeps staying the same.
Yeah. I think trends kind of are cyclical and come around. And I think the tight end, the mixed blocking and pass catching tight end, even some fullback play are all back in fad and super important, you know, later on in the playoffs.
On the Cape Show with PLR and Kerry Lackey Law Line, the one, the only, Anthony Fasano, 12-year NFL veteran. I am looking at two incredible tight ends play still in Travis Kelce and George Kittle. As a tight end, when you see those guys getting that pub and playing as well as they do, I guess in the tight end fraternity, does that bring a big smile to your face?
It does. You know, I'm very, very biased towards the tight end position, especially guys that do it the right way. And those are two great guys. So it's definitely, you know, when I watch games, you know, I'm always watching the tight end first. So I appreciate good tight end play and love that they're, you know, being recognized for their skill and their assets to the team.
So you also went to the great Notre Dame. Could you tell me what it's like? You see the tunnel, you all, you know, tap on the top when you come out. What is it like coming through that tunnel, going out to that field?
Yeah, it's a special place. You know, I've appreciated it even more the longer I've been away from it. But it's a feeling and a situation that really doesn't get old. From the first time walking out as a freshman to the last time as a senior, it's a special place, and I have a lot of fond memories and relationships that have grown from that place. So I'm very appreciative.
It's amazing that no matter what happens around college football, you know, you have so many teams now that have been doing so well, and Notre Dame is back into, you know, that tradition of that you know they're accustomed to winning so much. But it always seems special when you look up, because when you look across the landscape of football, you know, you've got the rivalries between Michigan, Ohio State, or Alabama and Auburn, but Notre Dame, their rival SC. They have a rival with Stanford. They, back in the day, it was Pitt. When you're playing for them and there's all these teams gunning for you consistently, what did it feel like saying, oh, God, here goes another team want to make their hay, knowing that they beat Notre Dame?
Yeah, it's part of the pressure and part of what you sign up for when you go to school there. So you get everyone's best. And we welcome it. So, you know, hopefully it makes you stronger for important games down the road and bowl games and now the playoffs. So, you know, it's there's no really cupcakes on Notre Dame's schedule. So we take pride in that.
I know something you have coming up here pretty soon with some of your Notre Dame alums is your foundation and the Brady Quinn's Third and Goals. You're going to do an Ireland charity golf tour May 7th through May 11th with Executive Global Tours. What got you into that, and what made you that something that you wanted to be a part of and something you wanted to do?
Brady Quinn is actually, you know, still a very good friend of mine, and we live down in Fort Lauderdale together. So he got approached and, you know, asked if I would join him. I of course said yes. Had such a great opportunity being in Ireland, you know, representing Notre Dame and the synergies there, but also being able to do it for a good cause and catching up with some old teammates. So to me, it was a no-brainer, and you know, I'm excited to be there.
And I also see that Bryant Young and Ryan Grant, two other incredible football players, will be joining. And just to get this out there, it's with Executive Global Tours, and it's incredible because it's only $4,400 per golfer, or $3,200, excuse me, for non-golfers. And this is not only a good opportunity to get to see Ireland, but to play golf with some really good guys that are doing some really good things. So I got to ask you, how good of a golfer are you? Are you going to? Will someone upset you on the links, or will they just get taught left and right?
You know, I used to be decent, respectable. And then, you know, you think that would even get better with retirement. But having some young kids and some different responsibilities now has limited my golf game. But I can still get it around and looking forward to playing some of the best courses in the whole world. It's kind of a bucket list trip for me, being able to play with a bunch of great people and old teammates and just tell some stories after a round. I'm really looking forward to it.
I tell you, I found a long time ago the best thing I do on a golf course is light a cigar and ride in the passenger seat of a golf cart. So those are two things I do extremely well. But I also want to talk to you as well with something you have going on that means a lot to you, and that's being partner in a helping athletes with your facility that you have in Vail. If you could speak about that a little bit, that would be great.
Yeah, I before I got done playing, I, like many people, have had a family member struggle with addiction and mental health. He was luckily able to get the right proper help and dedicated his professional life to that industry. I got behind him and we formed a group in our own addiction behavioral health center here down in Florida. Recently just completed a merger with a larger facility in the Vail Valley, Colorado. It's called All Points North, APN Lodge. And I'm proud to say that we're building an incredible program and incredible atmosphere. And we'll finally be able to service athletes, along with the general population, but athletes specifically, you know, who are struggling with some behavioral health addictions or mental health disorders, in the full spectrum of care, whether it be, you know, quarterly life coaching all the way down to inpatient residential treatment. So really excited for that. I wake up with a great purpose every morning and look to be able to serve that community for a long time.
On the Cave Show with PLR, on the Kerry Lackey Law Line, 12-year NFL vet Anthony Fasano, how important is it, not just the recovery part, but how important is it for young guys, for veterans that played like yourself or older vets that are still in the game, to really let the young guys know what to expect as their career winds up and how to take care of – everyone here is taking care of their body, but taking care of their mind as well to make sure they're in a better position once they retire?
Yeah, I mean, it's invaluable for young guys to take that advice and for old guys to share that. I mean, being able to, you know, speak to somebody that made the mistakes and maybe not to make the mistakes would be sometimes career and life altering for guys. So I'm trying to do a little bit of that, but also, you know, destigmatize, you know, taking care of your mind just as much as, you know, guys take care of their bodies. So I think that's finally starting to become a normal conversation without being stigmatized, and I'd like to continue that.
Hey, listen, Anthony, I really appreciate you hopping on. And like I said, everyone can join you, hopefully, on the golf tour over at Ireland with Executive Global Tours. And real quick, let me just give out that information. It's executiveglobaltours.com. And the number is 914-979-2247. Looks like a great trip with you and Brady Quinn, Bryant Young, and Ryan Grant. So I hope everyone does that and gets over there, golfs with you, and listen to some of the cool stuff that you have to say with sharing your career in the NFL. And I appreciate you sharing some of that time with me as well.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me on, and I look forward to everyone that joins us in Ireland.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. And that was Anthony Fasano, 12-year NFL veteran with the Dolphins, Cowboys, Chiefs, and Titans. And like I said, you can join him and his foundation along with Brady Quinn and Third and Goals Ireland Charity Golf Tour. That's, again, May 7th through May 14th of this year. Bryant Young is scheduled to be there along with Ryan Grant. And you can get all your information at executiveglobaltours.com, or you can give a call to 914-979-2247, and we will be right back in 15 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Thank you for being here with us on the Cave Show of PLR. This is PLR. Well, it was great to catch up with Anthony Fasano. Think about it. Think about his career. Played for Notre Dame, historic. Cowboys, historic. Dolphins, only team to ever have a perfect NFL season in the modern era. The Chiefs, Super Bowl winners. They're playing now with the right to go back to the Super Bowl. The Titans with the right to go back to the Super Bowl. Great to catch up with him, and I appreciate his time and for joining us.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the Cave with PLR.
So I don't want to sound or make myself out to be Nostradamus, even though I am. On yesterday's show, I specifically said, Kelly Oubre is out. There is no time like the present for DeAndre Ayton to really step up, to really show what he's about, to shut the hell up of some people that every time he does anything, well, but Luka, and this isn't knocking Luka. I like Luka. I love watching Luka. But every time he does something, oh, well, what did DeAndre do? What did DeAndre do? And it was important for DeAndre to have a game. And I said, there is no situation that's going to be more tailor-made for him than going up to the Knicks. And he needed to show out. He needed to show out. Well, guess what? He showed the hell out. Went back in the starting lineup. There was no Oubre. He gave you 26 and 21, with six of them being on the offensive rebound. He got to the free throw line four times. Again, not a lot, but at the same time, he had shot 13 all season going into that game. And I don't want to say all season like he's played since day one, because we know he had a suspension. But he had played 10 games with 13 free throws. He took four last night. He dominated. He let you know that he was there. He put his body on people. He wasn't running away from the glass. He did everything that you would ask a number one overall draft pick to do that is a starting center in the NBA. And for the nerds out there, he was a plus 31 and plus minus. So he made everyone feel good. He made those of us who will forever, well, I shouldn't say forever, but those of us who were strongly in his camp say, this is why you pick him, because he will fit great with Booker. For a minute, he even had me worried. I was like, you know what? I don't want this kid to have that stigma over his head. Maybe you do move him and bring in a Carl Anthony Towns, so that way he's not buried by the number one pick by Phoenix. And I know I'm putting the cart way in front of the horse, because this was one game. But hopefully this is the one game that wakes up something inside of him. This is the one game now where Coach Monty Williams can say, see what you're capable of. You are capable of doing this every single night. There is no reason why he can't be a top 2-3 center in the NBA. He's more offensively and more athletically gifted than most big men rim protectors. He's way more talented than Clint Capella, and that's not a knock on Clint Capella, but offensively, it's not even close. Rudy Gobert, it's not even close. He can be a better defender, much better than Karl-Anthony Towns, if he applies himself. he can be one of the top centers in the league. It's not like this is the early 80s where there's Kareem and Parrish and Lanier, and you can just go on and on and on. Followed by Shaq, followed by Yao Ming. This isn't that NBA anymore. So he could legitimately dominate. I hope he treats this as the first step to show what he can do. Because if he plays like this, and I know it was the Knicks, but if he plays like this, there's no reason why the Suns can't compete for that eighth playoff spot. They're only two games out of it. And believe me, the OK City Thunder, they have a six-game lead on the Suns. Don't think for a minute that lead's going to hold up. Because at the trade deadline, OKC is going to have to make up their mind and do one of two things. They're going to either be sellers or they're going to be almost said sellers. They're either going to be sellers or they're going to be buyers. I don't believe they're going to be buyers. I just don't believe it. And Memphis, young team, playing real well. How will they play in February? San Antonio, good veteran team, just not a lot of talent. And I will forever say this, Portland plays too much one-on-one basketball. Now the Pelicans will be getting Zion Williamson, finally. And that could be an uptick, or maybe it won't be. Because when he comes back, will Drew Holiday be ready to play? Brandon Ingram is balling his tail off. How will it affect him? So there's a lot of missing pieces. The Timberwolves are obviously sellers. They shipped Jeff Teague off already. So I'm not saying the Suns will get there, but there's no reason to think that they can't compete for it. For a team that is 17 and 24 at the halfway point, is it unrealistic to think that they can go 24 and 17 and be a 41 and 41 team? And this year, that might just get you in the playoffs in the Western Conference. I owe you my Super Bowl picks, and I'm going to give them to you in 15 seconds.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You know the best thing I love, or rather the best thing about football that I love this time of year? You got Green Bay talking about the pressures on San Francisco. You got San Francisco saying, oh, well, the pressure's easily on them. You got guys on the San Francisco side saying, hey, we're getting no respect here. Look at what we did this year. We have a quarterback that's getting no respect. And then on the other side, you have guys saying, well, oh, they're dissing Aaron Rodgers because they're saying, you know, Jimmy G is just as good. The other way, oh, those Chiefs, they just can't tackle in the secondary. That Derrick Henry, he's going to run all over the place. Oh, yeah, but we have Patrick Mahomes. You just have Tannehill. They're disrespecting Tannehill. This is great. I love this. Because none of that matters. There's only one thing that matters. Who's going to execute? Who's going to make the big play? Will it be one of the stars? Will it be someone that's not? Will it be special teams? Will it be defense? What exactly will we get? That's what makes football so much fun to watch. Because even though basketball now, I'll say it, it's not a secret, even though basketball is my favorite sport, in the playoffs you got seven games. So generally, the best team will win in seven games. In football, in the playoffs, you cannot have a bad day. If you have a bad day in football, the season's over. But with all that being said, here are my picks. Give me the Chiefs over the Titans. Give me the Niners over the Packers. But I think it's only going to be by 1 point. I think the NFL wants to see Green Bay and the Chiefs. Could you imagine if we had a Titans 49ers Super Bowl? Anyway, give me the Chiefs. Give me the Niners. And I'm ready. So that does it for this week, y'all. We are not on Monday. We will be celebrating and honoring the great day of the great Martin Luther King Jr. All of his good works. Just don't remember he is a member of Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. Thought I'd throw that in there. So we will be off on Monday. But the list of thanks this week, oh my goodness. Today we had Anthony Fasano on. We've been broadcasting from Barrett Jackson. We had our usual Thursday at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. We've had Derek Montilla on. We've had Eileen Carrasco on. We've had a loaded week. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to take Monday off. We're going to come back. We're going to do this again. Don't forget, programming schedule-wise, on Tuesday we are back live at 1. At our usual time, and just looking forward to it. Another great week. Who knows what's going to happen? I know on Tuesday we will be talking football. Also, don't forget, you always can catch us as well on KSR, the Casual Sports Network. Make sure at 3 o'clock you're checking us out, KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network. We are there at 3 o'clock every day. Folks, until then, until next week, make sure you're following us on the social media at the Sports Cave, where Cave is always with the K, on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. You can get me directly on Facebook at PLR on Sports, and you can get us on the website at thesportscave.com. And again, Cave is always with the K. Until then, everyone, enjoy your three-day weekend. Thank you for all you did to help bring in freedom and tolerance, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We honor you not just on a day, but on every day for some of the things that we have. Until then, this has been The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Everyone, enjoy your weekend.